This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, this Bible's green and good, cut the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been here for quite a while this morning getting geared up for this broadcast. I just came skidding back into my desk chair. This is actually my office, the studio, as well as where we broadcast from on radio / television. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Monday, already the third day, hard to believe, of April 2017, already into month number four. We have the Democrats announcing they plan to have a filibuster of the Republican nominee. And, of course, we have the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, saying he will invoke the nuclear option, meaning 51 votes can confirm him. That is a big deal. But that's why the Democrats are now floating around the idea that because the Russians got everybody elected, including most of the people that got elected to the House, Senate, gubernatorial seats, it's being flooded in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Atlantic Monthly, that all of them have to be removed in a civil emergency under COG, and the Democrats, in an emergency six-month operation, will reorganize everything in America and then allow new elections that Homeland Security oversees. I can't believe that's now out in the open. They're trying to push that. It shows you how crazed they are, how out of control they are. This is the type of headlines that are in front of me today. Gibraltar. British Prime Minister prepared for war to defend Gibraltar. That's right. The unelected head of the EU, Juncker, heir of the total Nazi fortune. I mean, he's the number one guy. The king of Luxembourg, because his family stole Luxembourg in World War II. They've threatened to break up the U.S. and economic action against Britain. And they've also claimed that they will march EU armies into other countries on the continent to try to leave. And I said they're one of the biggest threats to world peace is the out-of-control dictatorial EU that's the new Soviet Union. A true existential threat. Well, now, they're threatening to basically cut off Gibraltar to punish England because that is on the tip of Spain, and England's had it for hundreds and hundreds of years. And like the United States has Guantanamo Bay and Cuba. So things are degenerating quickly, just like we saw back in the 1980s with the Falkland War. So that's big news. That's what's coming up. Meanwhile, St. Petersburg metro explosion, 11 dead in Russia blast right as Vladimir Putin arrives in his hometown. And, of course, ISIS has taken responsibility, as they always do. And we, of course, saw last year the Saudis warn Russia that if they kicked their forces out of Syria, they would start bombing Russia. And so there, the proxy army run by them, by Saudi Arabia, has now struck. Very, very sad. And, of course, we have a lot of news on that front because this is what Erdogan has also called for. He's working with Saudi Arabia, the dictator who held fake elections and then survived a coup that he may have done himself to establish more dictatorial power. Erdogan has threatened more action, calling for Muslims in Europe to stand up and uprise in holy war and begin mass murder. So unprecedented, where foreign groups are brought in to work with the EU, bringing the country down, or bringing the nation states down into the EU superstate, and then they even hold the EU itself hostage. But it's okay, he's calling for violence and jihad, because we're, quote, fighting the grandchildren of Nazism, which in a way is true, but Juncker wants the borders open and is working with Erdogan. So the truth is, just like the Islamists have worked with the Nazis before, the same thing is happening yet again, just like they did in World War II. That's just two of the small areas we're getting into. Rand Paul's very optimistic about repealing Obamacare after golfing with Trump. Dr. Phil exposes global pedophile elite. It's a show canceled in one major country. And more. It's all coming up. Tell your friends and family. Tune in now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, all across the world, nation states and peoples are pulling out of globalism. It is in full retreat and collapse, and now the head of the unelected EU, the heir to the great Nazi fortune of the Junkers, the king of Luxembourg, they have another title for it. His family did seize it in World War II, I guess, with paratroopers. Richest country in the world per capita. He has declared war on any nation state that tries to get out of the EU. He's declared economic war on England, and he's sworn to break the United States up last week. Now he's threatening to cut off the Rock of Gibraltar, held by the British for hundreds of years on the tip of Spain, hanging out in the Mediterranean, a key chokehold point to enter the Mediterranean. It was fought over quite a bit in World War II. They have films made like The Guns of Navarone about that whole area. And Guns of Navarone was fictional. The Guns of Navarone were real. And that's the type of issue we're talking about. Now the British Prime Minister is prepared for war to defend Gibraltar against the EU and Junkers. So the more things change, the more they stay the same, we're being teleported back in time yet again with a crazy, out-of-control Nazi royal threatening everybody. Can't make that up. That's all coming up. That's the type of insanity I've got. Of course, St. Petersburg, 2:30, St. Petersburg time. They're in the hometown of Vladimir Putin. He was back visiting there for an international conference, and a big blast went off. They found another bomb that appeared to be homemade, at least 11 dead. 11 people were killed in a blast on the St. Petersburg metro on Monday, the Russian health ministry said, in what authorities describe as a terrorist attack. ISIS is now taking responsibility, of course. An explosion tore through a train as it was traveling between two stations in the Russian second biggest city, injuring dozens more. A second device was found defused in another station, Russian Anti-Terrorism Committee said. And, of course, now ISIS is taking responsibility for that. But here's the big issue. You can pull these articles up. The Saudi ambassador, the Saudi government, Saudi princes, all in the last 3 years, but a lot, particularly 2016, threatened Russia that if they didn't leave Syria to the Islamicist Wahhabist forces funded out of Saudi Arabia, that they would have terror attacks launched inside of Russia. So you can just Google, Saudi threaten Russia with terror attacks if they don't back out of Syria. And you can see that for yourself. Continuing, here's another report. ISIS celebrates St. Petersburg metro blast that killed now 11. A pro-ISIS group draws up kill list of targets, including names, addresses, and emails of some people in the UK, as well as in the United States. That's out of the Sun. We've got our normal Islamicist news of the day. Graphic photos from Breitbart. Islamic State throws Iraqi man accused of homosexuality from rooftop. Just accused of it. Killed. German police accused of covering up what they knew about a Christmas market killer. First trying to say it wasn't Islamic when, of course, it was Islamist attack. But don't worry. New terrorist laptop bombs may evade airport security. Intel sources say so. They're thinking about not letting you have laptops on planes now. Instead of, hey, how about we don't bring in Islamicists from unvetted countries with fake passports like Somalia, Sudan, when they don't even have a working government? Oh, but you can't do that. So all of our rights have to be lost. That's from CNN. Isn't that just cute? Oh, but don't worry. Our little friend, Erdogan, the nice Muslim, he's been our friend, Obama's big buddy, says Turks in Europe should defy grandchildren of Nazism because they're not completely letting him organize political groups and letting even more Islamicists in. You know, 5 million in 3 years isn't enough. So he says, since we're already making you capitulate, accelerate this. And then he declared 2 weeks ago, holy war, jihad, and called for violence. And so did his foreign ministers and others. That's what globalism is criminal unelected groups in our governments bring in the foreign client groups to then basically hold the nation states hostage. So we'll be getting back into more of that. We have the nuclear option now on the table in the Senate because they are saying that they're going to do a filibuster of the Republican nominee. And so 51 votes will get him over. So a lot of information unfolding there. We'll be following that today. Clarence Thomas is set to be the longest serving justice on Supreme Court history. Isn't that funny? He went through a lot of trouble in his confirmation, got demonized by the press, but now he's been one of the most effective justices and now about to be, in just a few months, the longest serving ever. Now, what does that tell you about Trump? And that brings me to my next issue that I'm going to cover more today. President Trump, if you search engine the term failure or collapsing or disintegrating or just all these different terms, stumbling, Trump crisis. You see thousands of articles a day saying he succeeded at nothing. CNN had an article out this morning. He has succeeded at nothing except the Gorsuch nomination and his address to Congress. Those were both good. Really, he didn't kill TPP day one. He didn't begin to secure our borders again. He didn't get $3 trillion off exuberance into the stock market, and the market was already starting to go down globally. He didn't get over 100 companies that I know of, from Ford to Dodge to Hasbro, should I just keep going on, foreign companies as well, Mitsubishi. It just goes on and on and on and on. Money pouring back into the United States, right as the economy's faltering, right as we're in crisis. I have a stack of news here where even the Washington Post admits that Obama was horrible for the economy and that it's on the verge of collapse, and that he even held back stimulus during the election thinking that Trump might be getting in. Media admits Obama was terrible for economic growth. New York Post reports on that. So we're sitting here at this amazing point watching corporate MSM media root against the economy universally, lie about Trump, say he's had no successes, basically, thinking they're going to get away with that if the economy implodes. Yeah, the Washington Post had three things he did right. CNN had two things he did right. One of them, they said, was get a debate going about NSA surveillance. Absolutely. All this illegal surveillance. So they mentioned a few things he did, and he's trying to drain the swamp, and term limits. He really did say no lobbyists. Nobody's done that in 50 years. But see, they're only begrudgingly picking a few things. There's hundreds. Go to Paul Watson's article, The First 50 Days of Trump. And then the White House put out their own that day that even had stuff we didn't think of. It's ridiculous, and that's why they're freaking out, because Trump is over-delivering. 3,000-plus arrests now of people, not just for child porn, but with the kids, trafficking the children, raping them, the real stuff. The FBI has been restricted to mainly going after child porn, which is fine with me, but the point is that it's the production of it. It's like, why would you go after the user instead of shutting off the supplier? Then you get the users. But again, they don't want to go after the kingpins. And Paul Watson has a devastating report. A devastating report detailing massive child rape and torture and murder gangs all over the world with detailed confirmed convictions that never get reported on. I mean in Belgium. I mean the Netherlands. They are some of the worst. You talk about good stuff in the West. Well, one of the bad things about the West is, and the elites that control it, is pedophilia is rampant. It's even more rampant in Islam. It's just a fact. It's accepted in Islam, sex with boys and girls, as long as you're an adult. Now, if you have sex with adults once you're an adult, then of the same sex or out of marriage, then you're killed. So it's completely backwards. Shouldn't consenting adults, regardless, I mean, that's what you do in a free society. People can do what they want, but then you go after kids, then we kill you. No, see, it's everything's upside down. And there's this new push as they try to make pedophilia public and pervasive and the sexualization of children normal. People backlash. Then the media spins it and says it's a hoax and doesn't exist, and then uses media reports that aren't 100% on about cases and investigations to then just come out and say, shut it down, don't debate it. You know, we're not going to allow this to be looked at. Here it is. Dr. Phil interview exposes global elite pedophiles, and then he's kicked off some networks here in the United States and completely banned by the Dutch, which have state-run media. That's the newest articles out. So let me tell you, we get censored and blocked on this, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google, unlike anything we've ever seen, especially when it's cut and dry, like KTLA saying, you know, 474 arrests, 28 kids caught in bondage, even more adult women in sex slavery, in bondage, locked up, in cages, controlled, in dungeons. And then no coverage after. And we try to report on that. It gets blocked on Facebook, blocked on Twitter, because it's KTLA. Everybody knows that's big, one of the biggest TV stations, probably the biggest in the country. But never another report after it. And we're seeing huge raids every day, and almost all of them aren't child porn, folks. They're going after the people that actually have the kids. Thank God it's finally happening. And Trump is delivering on that, and that's why they're so scared. Hillary Clinton's first job was representing pedophiles. She admitted that. And the Democratic Party is the party of pedophilia, and the Republicans that are into it, a bunch of them are, that's their operatives. That's who they control. You see Republicans going up against Trump and going up against America? They're handled, folks. They're controlled. Look at all the Page scandals, the rest of it. That's when the Democrats will burn somebody like Hastert to say, the Speaker of the House, who was running a whole bunch of stuff, folks, reportedly. He was a procurer. And Again, Hassert was the lighter stuff, 13, 14-year-old boys. That's bad. But they weren't reportedly killing people. See, he's kind of a lower level. You don't get in the real club till, and I've got the high-level federal sources, you name it, stuff so horrible that they can't even particularly tell me. They just say it's raping children, babies, to death. That's the real caviar for them.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones. Let's continue now to roll through all the news and information that we've got here in front of us coming up today. We have 11 killed at approximately 2:30 St. Peter's time today in Russia. with another Al-Qaeda / ISIS attack. We have the Supreme Court justice reportedly going to be confirmed hopefully soon. And we've got the Democrats again threatening a filibuster. We have the mainstream media finally admitting that Obama was terrible for the economic growth, but they don't care. They're trying to crash the economy with what's happening with President Trump. And one of the biggest things that could decide where this economy goes, not just here, but globally, is Obamacare. It is designed in every way, on every front, to consolidate control in the economy and give certain big medical companies and insurance companies the power to get waivers and other systems from the federal government and then be able, with that unfair trade advantage, to consolidate the market. That's what it's written for. And, of course, to make you buy a product, an unprecedented tax, directly to corporations. Rand Paul is very optimistic, and here's the good news, about repealing Obamacare after golfing with Trump. The two were golfing yesterday at one of Trump's golf courses in Virginia. And he talked about the fact that he is very excited about it. And that's the word I got when Rand Paul was on a few weeks ago when all this started, kind of kicked off his resistance to Paul Ryan's plan, and the plan Trump was supporting on this broadcast, was that the word he got was, hey, if this doesn't go through, it's on Paul Ryan, and then it's up to the Freedom Caucus to see what they're going to do. And so that way we get it repealed one way or the other, and we make Congress do its job. I thought that was a great idea of the president. But then I saw him last week tweeting, you know, some mean things about the Freedom Caucus that I think are just really great people. And I just don't think that's a very, very smart thing to do. I mean, we're finally seeing some things from Trump that I don't like. I always expected him to do things I didn't like. Sometimes I do things on my own broadcast I don't like. And from day to day, you're in a different mood. Different things happen. The point is, Trump's for real. He's not out to get us. He has the entire elite against him. But if the economy hears that we're not going to force everybody to buy health care, when that'll just break the economy. You just can't do that. Hospitals are supposed to give poor people free care. It's called charity care. That's why most hospitals are, quote, charities, but they become for-profit organizations. President Donald Trump golfed with Senator Rand Paul this afternoon. Together, the White House budget director, that was yesterday. We had a great day with the president, played some golf, and we talked, there's a video of this, about a little bit of health care, Paul told reporters after the game. I continue to be very optimistic that we are getting closer and closer to an agreement on repealing Obamacare. The group golfed at Trump's National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia, not far from Washington, D.C. Paul remains one of the toughest opponents of the House drafted bill to replace Obamacare, asserting that it doesn't sufficiently repeal the bill. Earlier in the week, Paul met with journalist Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report to discuss the future of the country. Intriguing launch lunch in the Hill offices of America's best senator, Rand Paul, Drudge wrote afterwards on Twitter. His bold, brave, and has somehow kept his heart in such a corrupt city. Yeah, Paul's really been shining the last 6 months. He kind of went sideways during the election, but I don't care. I love Rand Paul. I supported him initially for president until he went way back in the digits and kind of started working with MSM and stuff, and I just didn't like it. But his votes are great. Everything he's been doing is wonderful. A real conscience in the Senate. I'd say Walter Jones is the conscience of the American people in the House. And it's so good to see him getting closer to Trump because he needs that ally. Both the president needs the ally, but so does Senator Rand Paul going into a reelection in a year and a half. So we're all in this together trying to restore the republic. The globalists are the enemy. The Democrats are the enemy. The Republican establishment are the enemy. Speaking of Matt Drudge, he gave a rare interview. The last interview he gave was a year and a half ago, right here in the studio. And I'm flattered he gave me most of an hour. He was on for one 10-minute segment with, of course, the great broadcaster who turned 75, Michael Savage, Friday. Hard to believe he's 75 now. Started out on air when he was 52. So he started out 23 years ago. I started out 22 years ago. It's funny how Drudge started out the same time as Savage, 1 year ahead of me. And so many others started out right around that time. But we've got some excerpts of that interview coming up as well in the next segment. We have got a ton of news dealing with what's unfolding with Obama's IRS chief that's still in the government because there's such a rebellion against Trump. He's having massive trouble getting rid of all these people. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back on the other side. InfoWars.com is one of the most censored websites in the world because it's where the truth lives. and because it's so powerful, and because it won't let our liberty die in the dark of the Washington Post and all of its lies.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
President Trump's nomination of Neil Gorsuch to become an associate justice of the Supreme Court is caught in the firestorm of the Democratic panic, deteriorating the very levers of the system the Democrats pretend to protect.
There are people who say if you can't support this guy, who they're pushing forward as this is really nice person with the heart, which we couldn't really find, that who would we support? And I say, hey, if I... Yes, Merrick Garland.
It's on all of us to let our Democratic senators know that we want them to hold the line on this filibuster next week. Yeah. Like our lives depend on it.
I'm on vote for Judge Gorsuch. I think he's a highly qualified man.
Neil Gorsuch was given the highest rating by the American Bar Association and interprets the Constitution exactly as his would-be predecessor, Justice Scalia.
There is no question about his character, about it, the mainstream nature of his jurisprudence, about his intelligence, about his qualifications. There's no question about any of that. And so to blow up the nuclear option over Gorsuch seems to be pointless partisanship, which will have long-standing damage to the country. We have the 60 votes, so it forces people to think about being bipartisan. Right. Once we get rid of that, you never have to worry about it again.
Has this been done to a Supreme Court nominee before? No. Why is it being done to Judge Gorsuch? A couple of reasons. One, the Democrats claim this is a stolen seat. They think it should have been filled by President Obama's nominee,
Judge Merrick Garland,
a year ago, shortly after Justice Scalia died. So they're bruised about that. They don't like Judge Gorsuch because he's too conservative for them.
But the Democrats, in their feverish anti-Trump hypocrisy to oppose any bipartisan progress, may end up doing far more damage to the balance of power regarding future nominees.
And if the Democrats filibuster Neil Gorsuch, you have the votes to change the rules.
Filibustering judges at all is a rather recent phenomenon started by your next guest, Senator Schumer, after George Bush, 43, got elected president. We didn't used to do this. Clarence Thomas was confirmed 52-48, the most controversial Supreme Court nominee in history, and not a single senator said he has to get 60 votes.
But why should Senator McConnell work with you guys on this when you changed the rules first, when you decided to do this? And again, a change that you yourself said
Schumer
this
looks like
week
a demon.
And 2 months ago that you regret and it was a mistake.
But I don't regret not changing it for the Supreme Court.
We're not talking about Scalia for Scalia, which is what Gorsuch is. We're talking about Scalia for somebody on the court who shares our values. And then all of a sudden, the things I fought for, the scars on my back to show it in this state, are in jeopardy.
If the Democrats force the hand of McConnell on this vote, abolish the filibuster, needing only 51 next time around, when you might even have a liberal seat going up, then if it's only 51, the Republicans would be tempted to go for a far more hard-edged conservative than Gorsuch is, and that would be a self-inflicted wound by the Democrats.
The Democratic Party has lost its grip on reality. If they knew what was good for them, they would get back to truly working for the interests of the American people rather than for their own leftist ideology. John Baum for InfoWars.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, I should mention some of the guests that are coming up. I put the call out for military veterans, patriots, people in intelligence agencies, you name it, who are both public and private, to begin to go more public in defense of our republic, in defense of this president that's actually trying to deliver on transferring the reins of power out of unelected multinational organizations like the TPP, the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the EU is unelected as well. That's just outrageous. Back to the people. So you can say what you want about Trump. He's transferring the power back to the states, back to the people, and back to the Congress. He's turning loose the presidential powers. He didn't take TPP and hold it as a big bargaining chip for power. Or trillions. He killed it. Oh, but he hasn't had any successes. We're going to get to some more of those successes in a moment and get into all the other news. But Blake Miles, who was an intelligence officer in special operations, and, of course, a Green Beret, comes highly recommended by a lot of great folks. He's a listener to the broadcast. He's going to be coming on for about 40 minutes in the next hour to talk about ideas he's got to fight this globalist takeover that we're in the middle of a civil war with. And then Daniel Estulin of the great Bilderberg Reportage and his Bilderberg sources on how big a crisis is globalism in right now. Now, he's normally over in Europe. I believe he's joining us today from Mexico City. And then David Knight, always a fire-breathing libertarian, will be hosting the fourth hour. So that is just some of the news that we have in front of us, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. When I talk about running out of products, that is not a sales gimmick, because folks really do love our products. They need our products. They want our products. We were sold out of DNA Force once for 6 months. Because the BioPQQ alone is the only true organic type. By organic, I mean the only type is from an organic source. It's not fake. Everything else out there that still costs $45, $60 a bottle from our research is synthetic. and still expensive to make. That's why ours is so important. We have to buy it from the pharmaceutical division. It's a drug in Japan of Mitsubishi America. It's made here in America. That's why it's sold out all the time. By the way, it's in stock. We sold out of BioTrue Selenium this morning. Glass bottle, filled with a bunch of capsules. The strongest out there, pure mustard seed. Pure mustard seed. Cold extracted, the best out there. We sell it for a price. Half of what stuff that isn't as good is sold at major health food stores. Selenium is so important. Selenium is so absolutely king. That has sold out because we were running it with a combo on Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. And we'll put that up on screen there at InfoWars Store for you right now. So again, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. We have a combo deal where it was 30% off when you got them singularly or by themselves. It's sold out. It'll be months until we get more of the BioTrue Selenium, unfortunately. X2 is about to sell out at the current sales rate in the next 48 hours, and I'm keeping it until tomorrow morning, and then it's going to stop at 30% off the already discounted. We already discounted from $39 to $29, and now it is discounted to $20. It is the only rare earth deep core mineral iodine out there. That's why it's so pure. And you can only get it two places in the United States. And we've had major shortages of it before, so we bought a ton of it a year ago. And it's such a powerful element. It has to be kept in a DEA-controlled, certified locker at the facility that Dr. Group has. One little crystal of it, again, at 96 degrees, turns into gas. So it's an amazing compound. It's the good halogen in the body that counteracts the fluoride, the bromine, the bromide, all the bad halogens that attack our glands. It's changed my life. Quite frankly, I've gotten spoiled where I hardly work out anymore. So I was working out super hard and lost a bunch of weight, but then lost even more working out with this. And now I've kind of stopped. I'm so focused on fighting the globalists again. I've gotten that tunnel vision where I'm working out twice a week instead of four or five times a week, and I've got to stop it. But the point is, X2 is what changed my life. It's going to sell out by Wednesday easily at the current 30% off. So I'm going to end the sale tomorrow morning and then sell out the rest at the normally discounted price. So if you want it, want to stockpile it, because I think we're going to end up getting more of the crystals. But they only get it certain places when they drill in certain areas of the United States, and it is expensive for them to extract. They get it between 7,000 and 12,000 feet when they're doing deep earth drilling for natural gas. And so we're almost not worth it to them to sell it to them. At first it was like that. But then now Big Pharma's involved and others are, and so it's getting bought up now. And so they're talking about increasing the prices for us or not even letting us have it. And then that's a problem, because only certain oil companies and gas companies go that deep and get this stuff. Then we've got to try to get it out of off the coast of Brazil. And then there's whole import issues dealing with that. And so let me tell you, we've had to not sell some of our products that have Shilajit in it before for more than 6 months because they run out of Shilajit in Tibet. Then we had to get a clean, organic, certified Russian form of it. So these are really good products. And there's a reason you don't see all these products in stores, because big companies want something easy to get that they can just market and always have on hand cheaply. On third-party major sites, this product has over 3,000 reviews, 4.8 stars on Power Reviews. Nobody's got that because it is the best iodine. In fact, there's not even a comparison out there. Our old one was great from a very clean source of kelp, but it's hard to extract, and it wasn't as strong, and it wasn't as pure. So if you want to support the broadcast, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And tomorrow it will go up $10 in price, and then when it sells out, I'm going to go back to the original price on it on the next few runs, because that could be the last runs of this, and we need to fund our operation as much as possible and turn lemons into lemonade. So, again, this is the type of stuff going on. For anybody that's successful, obviously trying to bring people original things to the market, you get imitated, you get attacked, you get shut down. Because so much of business with the way the country works and the world works is is interference. It's blocking. It's manipulation. It's crony capitalism. It's not just open free markets and who can innovate the best. Speaking of selling out, and I'm done plugging, we ran out this weekend of Super Blue, the fluoride-free toothpaste that my dad developed with the biggest company that produces organic non-fluoride toothpaste in the nation. They private produce it for us. We private label it. But a lot of folks didn't like that there was too much peppermint in it. It was hard for kids. It is concentrated toothpaste, a very small dobulet, totally foams up in your mouth. So Super Blue, I think we should change it to Super Pink, but Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste for children, bubble gum with iodine and nano silver, and it still has the tea tree oil in it, but it is not as strong for children. So, again, anybody that wants to try this out or get it for their children and get them some first-rate toothpaste and support the broadcast, it's $9.96. It's a big tube, and it's concentrated, and it's available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support because, obviously, we're under attack. There's a lot of manipulation going on, a lot of censoring on the Internet that they admit they're doing. U.S. News and World Report admitted this weekend that Google is the biggest censor in the world, bigger than communist China, and that they are just quietly strangling free speech and particularly targeting libertarian, patriot, nationalist groups, whether they be liberal or conservative, that want to break away from these big corporate empires. Globalism is modern corporate imperialism that then reverses it and uses third world populations to drive down Western wages and consolidate complete and total control. Now, there's the headline, the new censorship. And I'm not just singling out Google. They're just slicker about their censorship. And people say, well, then why are you on YouTube? Why are you on Google? I mean, I'm going to ride this pony till it has a heart attack. I'm going to ride this car, you know, till the wheels come off. I'm going to use every platform we can. I'm going to try to find new platforms. The media always asks, how did I innovate? Because we've been very innovative in some ways, not innovative in others. And I said I had to use any medium I could to get through to people. And we're going to kind of go back to the days of printing off articles and saving them and having to hand them out and having to do this by word of mouth, like a lot of patriots did, getting the whole liberty movement started, getting the whole anti-globalist movement from basically being dead since it was started in the 50s to being reanimated, brought back, and now sweeping the globe. The anti-New World Order understanding that started in America is now sweeping the planet. And so many of you had grandfathers or grandmothers or aunts or uncles who would talk about global government and a cashless society and the 10 global regions and a rising EU and a one world system. And, you know, your mom would laugh at them when you were a kid or whatever. I mean, my mom would kind of say, oh, you know, your grandfather's eccentric. But it turned out he was right about all of it. Because he was well-read, he was educated, he was informed. He would go to the lectures when Wernher von Braun would come to UT to speak, or whenever other folks were there. And the only kids in the audience would be my uncle and my mother, because he drug them to all of it, maybe like another archaeology event, another quantum mechanics seminar. Oh, who's this Wernher von Braun? And my mom looks back to all these incredible people. And it almost took them once out to New York to go, you know, see Einstein speak. And they were like, oh, we don't want to hear Einstein. So they didn't get to hear Einstein. Now they wish they heard Einstein. But if my grandfather, Mr. Hammond, was still alive, he'd be sitting here co-hosting. He'd be sitting here co-hosting the show with us right now. He'd be flipping out over Junkers, the heir to the Nazi fortune, the owner through fraud of Luxembourg, tax-exempt haven. Because his family took it in World War II, running the unelected EU and lecturing everybody. You cannot make this stuff up. Okay, when we come back from break, let me start getting into this now. Adam Schiff admits he has no definitive proof of Trump-Russia collusion. Remember, he's the one that got up and said that the survivors of the Benghazi attack were liars trying to sell books and that Hillary never ordered a stand down. Even though thousands of members of the military were there in the situation rooms of all four branches of the military, also in NATO, for at least 9 hours that there was Predator drones above in the 13 hours, watching the stand down orders come down from Obama and Hillary. He's now had to come out and say no definitive proof of Trump-Russia collusion. We can't be premature to reaching to conclusions. But then they want more investigations when nothing's found, when it's Hillary and Podesta and all of them in bed with Russia big time. But even more in bed with China. Of course Russia's trying to jockey around politically and do deals with politicians. Look at what's happened. I mean, Trump should open up investigations into the outgoing Vice President Joe Biden, whose son got control of tens of billions of dollars in gas total, but $4 billion of gas a year coming through into Ukraine, and they just seized the Russian companies, bringing in the Russian gas, and have nationalized it, and they're running it and making money. I mean, there are hundreds of examples I know of where foreign governments are running the Democrats and paying them off at massive numbers. And for them to then come claim Trump's doing what they're doing in triplicate is just crazy. And Trump needs to call them out on all this big time. It's not enough to have a tweet. It's not enough to make a little statement. He's got to have fireside chats three times a week directly to the American people, like Matt Drudge said in an interview Friday. He's got to use his charisma directly to the American people. We'll be back.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We'll get back into the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Mr. Pillowbiter Eyes. I mean, I'm not against people like that. It's just that Schiff has just got those most untrustworthy eyes is what he's got. He's got creepazoid eyes. Russian police focus on Islamic suspect in St. Petersburg attack. Let's put an HD shot of this up on screen for TV viewers if we can. Boy, does that guy look creepy or what? Why the hell would you let 5 million people, 80% of military-age men that look like this guy, into your country? I mean, he looks like the Ayatollah Khomeini. And then this is who reportedly was videotaped going on to the train. And we're just going to let it continue to happen. Oh, my God. Your religion says you're going to take over and kill us and make our women slaves. Oh, please come in immediately. Let's have all the liberal groups sit here and praise you while Erdogan of Turkey sits there threatening Europe 2 weeks ago with terror attacks, jihad, holy war, if they don't submit to him. And then we get more attacks, people running over folks with cars, stabbings, bombings, shootings. And it's okay, though, because it's a religion of peace. Russian police focus on Islamic suspect, Kit Daniels, Infowars.com, in St. Petersburg attack. Suspect with beard, Muslim cap spotted on security cameras. Russian police are focusing on Islamic suspect filmed by surveillance cameras inside St. Petersburg subway station right before the bombing was killed at least 12. And here's the deal. You're supposedly coming to Europe and you're going to want to be part of our culture, but you keep your women wearing hoods over their heads or beekeeper suits. That's BS, man. It'd be like if Mormons were wearing, you know, their religious garb out in public and putting in people's faces, which I've got a lot of Mormon friends that are people. I'm just saying it'd be like if I was running around forcing, like doing communion in the street or something and then threatening people they better join Christianity. But imagine if I was bombing people. The suspect, who had a beard and wore a Muslim cap, left his briefcase on the subway car and then quietly left the station, according to Russian media. The police, however, did not exclude the possibility the man was a decoy meant to mislead the investigation. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin said all possible situations are being investigated, including terrorism. Well, obviously it's terrorism, and they've got the Al-Qaeda, ISIS groups taking responsibility. Homemade explosive device defused in St. Petersburg Metro after deadly blast. But don't worry, we have Adam Schiff. Let's play a clip going out to break of him saying we don't have any proof of anything going on with Trump in Russia when they're in bed with the Democrats. The Russians have been historically, and the Democrats are the ones who were allied with the real threat. They're the ones that launched this whole Islamic invasion, the Arab Spring, and backed it. They're the ones. Hillary Clinton, all of them. Schiff, Obama, you're responsible. You're the enemies of this country, dirtbag, trying to kill our recovery, trying to kill our borders, trying to kill everything, you piece of crap. Let's go out to break with this piece of filth. Here it is.
Can you say definitively that there was collusion? There were people affiliated with the Trump campaign who were working with Russians to time the release of damaging information about Hillary Clinton that had been hacked either from John Podesta or the DNC?
I don't think we can say anything definitively at this point. We are still at the very early stage of the investigation. The only thing I can say is that it would be irresponsible for us not to get to the bottom of this. We really need to find out exactly what the Russians did.
Do that chicken neck.
Because one of the most important conclusions that the intelligence community reached is that they are going to do this again to the United States. They're doing it already in Europe. So we can say, you know, conclusively, this is something that needs to be thoroughly investigated.
But it's thoroughly investigated, dirtbag.
Conclusions.
Let's pause him back on screen. That guy is an enemy of the Republic. If you ever want to see the enemy, let me tell you, that's the enemy right there. That guy hates America, and he thinks he's better than you, and he thinks he's going to outsmart you and keep sucking off you. That's the parasite and the parasite press. See, that's the real name of the media. They're the fake stream parasite garbage media.